Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astronomy 12. And we are back with Roy. Are you there, Roy?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And I just want to welcome everybody back to our show tonight. And we're looking forward to a great night. A lot of interesting information that's coming forward. And what would you like to talk about tonight, Adrian?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about, before we get in the show, a little bit about the metaphysical world and the supernatural. And what I'd like to talk about is a little bit about the UFO sightings that we've been having in Arizona and Colorado, and what kind of updated information have you heard so far, Roy?
Well, there's a lot of interesting home videos that a lot of people have been taking, you know, of UFOs. I was watching a video not too long ago of a guy from Mexico that was filming. It was almost like a vortex or a portal in which mm-hmm. they feel that a lot of these UFOs are coming through that porthole.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty amazing, you know, Roy, with all these spiritual, all these things that have been going on.
Mm-hmm.
I know that for a fact there's been a lot of spirits and that have been more active lately. Just recently my neighbor was telling me about that there's been some activity where I live. It's an old building, and there's little girls running around, spirits, and just a lot of supernatural activity that's been going on. And I think it's the time of the signs of the awakening. You know, our spiritual awakening is, and our senses are increasing, it seems like. And I think it's a pretty amazing thing that all these things just keep popping up. What do you get from it, Roy?
Well, I'm getting, too, that the veil's getting a lot thinner now that we're in 2012. So a lot of people are getting a lot more paranormal activity.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, a lot more contacts are coming through, you know, just, you know, from the spirit world.
Uh-huh.
And it's interesting because, you know, before you would only hear it once in a while. Now you're hearing it all the time.
Now you hear it all the time, yeah.
But I think, too, is ever since, you know, Hollywood allows, you know, these ghost hunters, you know, on TV and telling them, you know, telling people about all these different spirit contacts that they've made, and by doing EVPs and, you know, and all these, you know, out of the ordinary sightings, you know, that they show on television.
Uh-huh.
So I think more than any, I think the awareness, you know, people are becoming a lot more aware.
Yeah, I do too.
And that's why I think people are starting to look up in the sky now and start seeing a lot more UFOs in the sky.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've seen some, and, you know, and I've told you that I used to work graveyard shift, so I was always looking up at the sky at nighttime, and I used to see a lot of, you know, a lot of stuff that it was hard to explain.
Uh-huh.
Because I've seen satellites, I've seen the space shuttle, I know, you know, what they look like, but these were a lot, you know, a lot faster. They go from one end of, you know, where I was at all the way to another end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that they'd have to be moving pretty fast.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, what do you get with what's going on with a lot of these countries with the economy and everything? Is do you think a lot of that could be part of a spiritual awakening, too, with all these different events happening?
I think what's happening, too, is people are starting to learn and getting away from the mundane, you know, the material world. They're starting to realize that, you know, it's a spiritual awakening, what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, people are starting to, you know, when they start losing things, they start praying more, focusing more, and asking, you know, for, you know, divine help to, you know, help them get stronger and get past. You know, how many times, you know, do you fall down and get back on your feet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it has to do with learning about the law of attraction, that the universe is the one that provides everything that we have. What we do have is just loaned to us, and we have to learn how to take care of it and be in gratitude for what we do have.
So what you're saying is that we're all leading to the Great Depression. We're all leading towards the survival tactics where a lot of, you know, we're going back to the medieval times when we lived off the land.
Oh, yeah. Maybe then that's when people will start showing more respect for Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where, you know, everybody will be getting their food. You know,
people will depend on it more.
They'll start depending more on it, you know, for water.
So what you're saying is too many people are dependent on the government and too much on material things.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but look how many fast food places are around the, you know, around the world now.
That's true. That's
true. You know, we got to get back to the basics, you know, start focusing on more healthy stuff, you know, eating more stuff from gardens, you know, not stuff that's been sprayed with pesticides and all these different chemicals and everything else.
Not only that, but I think a lot of people have forgotten who's in charge, too. You know, like Zeus says, they have to be reminded of the order of things. And to me, that is a very strong message from the gods, because to me, that's, you know, saying, I'm in charge. You know, I am the creator. I created you, and you cannot respect. You can't disrespect me. You know.
That's right.
And I think that's coming directly from the gods.
Yep.
You know, and I have a lot of respect for the gods, because they're the ones that created us. They're the ones that created the earth.
Yeah.
And like you say, gratitude is the most important thing. Is to
tell
them what you're
thankful for. Is take care of it.
Is take care of it and show us respect.
Yeah.
And that's all they ask.
And be, you know, in gratitude, being thankful for what we do have.
It's true. Because they're the ones that can take it away.
We're not going to spend too much time on this, because we're getting a lot of callers lining up.
Okay.
Should we get started?
Yeah, let's go with the 646 area. You're on the air with Roy and Adrian.
Hi, good evening, everyone.
Hi,
good
and
evening.
What's your name, please?
My name is Christina.
Christina, and where are you from?
California.
Great, and how can we help you tonight?
Well, I will be in the meeting tomorrow with two men at work, and I wonder how that meeting's going to go.
Adrian, what are you getting?
Well, it's kind of interesting to bring that up because I was going to introduce people to my angel board, and with this angel board, I'm able to consult the angels, your question.
Mm-hmm.
And there's different categories in this angel board. There's actually about 12 categories, and one of the categories I'd probably fall underneath is your career, because you're more concerned about your career and you want to know how everyone's going to respond to this proposal.
Yes.
And how it's going to lay out.
Right.
So let's go ahead and consult the angels. The one that I work with is Azrael, Archangel. He's the angel of change. And let's see what it says about this, about these changes that are coming and insights. It says ideas and insights. It says pay the attention to repetitive thoughts and ideas, especially the ones that call upon you. Take positive action and you're receiving wisdom from above. Answer to your prayers to process that called you can clearly understand now, which means you are going in a different direction. Acknowledging it, please don't talk to yourself out of this idea or assume ideas that involve your natural interests or talents. Respect and honor your sense of knowledgeness and follow it as guidance. Ask the angels to help you to increase your confidence. This is a message about improving yourself and realizing that you can work as a team to conquer anything that has come your way. Don't be afraid to ask for support and for help and listen to advice when it is given. So what do you get from that?
Well, it seems like a positive message, and not sure.
Anything you want to add to that, Roy?
Well, my guides are telling me that a lot of it has to do, with what do you have to offer? You know, you have to let them know, talents, how you can help, whatever business that you're in.
Yes.
Because a lot of it has to do with what kind of energy are you putting out to them. Are you making them feel like they're making the right choices? Dr. Wayne Dyer says that, every time he goes in, and even before he starts a job, he already knows that he's going to get that job. So,
and that's very interesting you'd bring that up, because I went on an interview a couple of days ago, and right when the boss shook my hand, he said, "I wouldn't have given you this paper if I wasn't interested."
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And right then I knew I had the job. I knew right away that my energy somehow affected his energy, and I prayed to Archangel Azrael to help me to conquer any challenges or changes that may come above, which I was prepared for those changes, to take on those responsibilities. And I think that for you, what these people, what it's saying, your angels, is it's saying, listen to any competitive signs or any signs that may come your way that you can compromise with, and whatever advice that they have. It says don't be afraid to listen to advice or give advice or receive advice when it is given. So if there's something that they want to say or they want to give you advice about this proposition, then it's saying to follow with it. But follow your, intuition on whatever may come about,
Right. I wonder if this is a talk regarding my stay at the company. Are they thinking about extending my contract, or are they thinking about, you know, terminating me?
I'm getting it's almost similar to a partnership.
Yeah.
So being that, I mean, you're going to become part of that. So yes,
I think that's what they're trying to do is they're trying to pull you into something of a partnership and something different, like something new.
Yeah.
In which, you know, they have no reason to take you out of the company. I mean, they don't feel threatened by you. It's just that they're not quite sure where they want to put you,
mm-hmm.
as far as yet. But they don't feel no threat from you. That's what I feel. I don't feel a threat.
So it's an offer for a different position. It's not that they're going to terminate me.
No.
Right.
Well, you heard the saying that you're going to receive a once-in-a-lifetime offer. So it's going to be an offer that you can't resist. They're going to offer you something.
And I think that's where advice is given, and I think you should just go with it, wherever they're willing to take you.
I should just take it. Well, can I trust this person? His name is Tim. He's involved in it.
He's not one of those type of people that you want to trust, but it's the type of person that you can trust when it comes to business, you know, than pleasure, because I think he kind of works in a professional way, which he doesn't involve that other side to him. That's kind of a personal life thing. But as far as career and as far as when it comes to business and stuff like that, he's pretty trustworthy.
He does things professionally.
Legitimately, yeah, that's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's somewhat trustworthy, and
yeah. Is
he the catalyst for this change, I wonder?
I feel it is, yeah. I feel like he plays a part in that. Yeah, I feel he does.
And where is he on, you know, is he one of the top people, or where is he on the ladder?
Well, he's my supervisor, but he's on very good relationship. He has really good relationship with the higher ups.
Oh, okay.
And we did get into a argument over the weekend, and that's what precipitated this this meeting.
Oh,
what kind of argument? If you don't mind me asking.
It was a disagreement over the work. Because I wanted some help with my career, and he says, "Well, you know, it's you know we you're here to work," and I said, "Well, you know, I put a lot of effort into preparing these work for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hope that you will reciprocate the same amount of effort that I put into my work." And he says, "Well, it has always been like this in our company that, you know, you make the sacrifice. We don't make the sacrifice for you." So that's where the disagreement came about.
Right.
My guides are telling me not to focus on that this is a plan that's for you. That, you know, you're never alone. You know, that your angels are there to assist you and to help you, you know, in whatever, you know, decisions that you make. Main thing is, you know, what do you want? You know, if this is where you want to be, you know, what do you want to move up, you know, in the business or
I want to move up. It seems like from my conversation.
Yeah, a lot of it's you. A lot of it's like Roy was saying, a lot of it's you where, you know, where your focus is. If you focus on, that they're going to terminate you, then they'll terminate you if you focus on them working with you and cooperating and giving you advice that would be helpful to you, then that, you know, that's where you'll go. But a lot of it, a lot of it, I'd say a lot of it's the law of attraction, where your focus is.
So don't, you know, focus on what won't happen, but focus on what will happen, and, you know, and focus on the positive things and not on the negative.
See, there's been times where, I'd like to share with you a little bit of experience. There's been times where me and Roy have gone up on stage, and as hypnotists, we've gone up on stage, and we've had stage fright, and there's times where we didn't feel so confident that we could hypnotize people. And last night I had some people ask me, they said, can you hypnotize my friend? And at first I was kind of doubting myself. But at the same time, I felt like my guides and my angels were there, and they were testing me, and I passed the test. I just shook their hand, and boom, just five minutes, right on the floor, right on the ground, hypnotized. And so what you got to do is you got to take that same power. You got to take that same energy when you go in there that you're in control.
Yeah.
When you put them in your trance, you don't let them put them in theirs.
Don't allow them to put you in their trance,
Right. You don't take their power.
I see. But overall, you don't see anything bad coming out of this meeting.
Actually,
only
without a doubt.
Without a doubt, and that's where
you have to do it without a doubt.
And that's where I felt like they—that's what they were doing to me.
Mm-hmm.
See, they wanted me to look like the fool, like I didn't know what I was doing.
Right.
But yeah, as many years as me and Roy have done it, you know, why would I want to look like a fool? Why not use my ability and tap into that power instead of letting them take my power?
So look back on what the things that you have accomplished over the years and bring that energy forward when you
That's
do
exactly
go into that
what
meeting.
I did. That was exactly what I did.
Yeah.
I look back and I say, what have I accomplished before? What have I done on stage before?
Yeah. Yeah.
How many lives, how many people have I helped?
Yeah.
Or changed? And I felt confident. And I you know, you just get those moments in your mind, in your brain, you think, I'm not that worthy. I'm not confident that I'm going to get this job.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, it's really not that hard. It's not.
No.
It's as hard as you make it.
Right.
See, we have to look at things in this way. We are our own worst enemy. And the reason is by the way we think.
I have to agree with that. We are.
Yeah.
We have so many thoughts going through our heads every day.
So we just have to change a way of thinking.
So many negative thoughts, you know, I'm not worthy.
Because,
I'm not
we're the co-creators. We're always co-creating all the time. So what do you want to co-create?
Right. Well,
you just
I
have
want
to keep programming your mind. Your mind's like a computer. You just got to keep programming it.
Keep program.
I see. Okay. Well, I just have this queasy feelings. That's why I wanted to ask about this. And
the main thing is get rid of that feeling and knowing that when you go in there that there's going to be good results that come from
that.
That
you're
meeting,
in control.
That you're in control, that you'll get whatever you're after. And
see, when I hypnotize those people, that kid, it was kind of the spur of the moment.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like one of those situations where it's just kind of in the spur of the moment when they ask you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get into that situation, it's almost like it's like an energy rush that goes through your body.
Uh-huh.
and you just act upon it. You don't think about it, you just act upon it.
This is going to be real interesting, something I want to share with both of you. I was watching a movie. In this movie, they were talking about this same energy that we all have. This energy is called the way. Once you're in the way, that's when you bring these energies together and you start projecting these energies where you want to send them.
Right.
But it's almost like, you know, all these energies are just, you know, coming to, you know, right to, you know, a pit of our stomach, and then we're sending those energies out, you know.
And that could have been where I was at.
Yeah.
At that time, because
this is what they call the way.
It was just the moment. I mean, you get in that situation where your boss just comes up to you and says, oh, we need to have a talk about this. We need to have a meeting.
Yeah.
And then it just puts all those fears and all that negative energy through your mind.
All those doubts, all those,
And doubts. See, that's what they tried to do to me. They put fear in me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I turned it around and I said, nope, you ain't going to put fear in me. I'm the hypnotist, not you.
You are in control.
I'm the one that's in control.
That's right.
It's like somebody trying to take control of your steering wheel and your driving.
What they're doing is they're trying to take your power away. We all have the power. We just are taking our power back and staying in control.
Yep, that's what it's all about.
I see. Okay, I will go in with that mindset, yes.
Okay, wonderful. And let us know how this turns out for you, and call us back and let us know so we could share it with all our other callers and listeners.
I just wanted to mention, that we're on our own, in our own prison, our own jail.
Yes.
And that's how we've been programmed to be. So I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. And Adrian, why don't you go ahead with the next person?
Okay, let's go to the next caller from the 850 area. You're on the air.
Hi. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you guys doing tonight or this morning?
Good, how are you?
I'm pretty well. My name is Jordan. I'm calling from New York. I just have a question about career.
Okay.
I resigned my current job. Well, I resigned one job, hoping for a better job. I'll be moving here soon. I just want to know, what can you see me getting into next?
Well, Jordan, what kind of talents do you have? I mean, what's your talents?
Well, if you mean experience, I have experience in management.
Okay. Now, that is that is something that you are really good at, but it's not something that is your talent. What is your talent that you really want to take further into the future? Like, you don't take your job further in the future, you take your talents further in the future. So what area of your talents that you think that are very weak right now that you need to work on to kind of further into the future to do what you love doing?
I think something I need to work on is probably, I guess, making people happy.
Okay, so you like to help people.
Yes.
Okay. So really, what kind of premonition or advice do you have regarding to that? Like, what do you feel from that?
Well, as far as premonition, the last thing that I dreamt was of me working within an airline, and I was assisting passengers aboard of an airplane.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, and I had this dream. It was raining, and I was assisting them on the aircraft, and I just remember, I even remember, I think I was, the aircraft was going to Toronto. I remember announcing
that. Oh, wow.
Space with me.
Well, that's beautiful. Hey, Roy, are you there?
Yeah.
Roy, did you hear the conversation? It looks like we lost you. I was going to ask you what your advice was on his talents.
Yeah. Did he say something about an aircraft?
Yeah, he said he had a premonition about that. I think that's great. Beautiful.
Okay, this is going to be interesting. I want to hurry and share something with you.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, I'm pulling a card, and it comes from the Wisdom of Avalon. It's an oracle card. And I pulled the eagle. And when the eagle appears, it is a true signal of your connection to the angelic realm. With the